From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. More violence in Iran overnight Monday into Tuesday, with 9 people killed in anti-government protests, including 6 outside this police station. That brings to at least 20 the number killed since the demonstrations erupted Thursday. Hundreds have been arrested. Making his first public comment on the unrest was Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei.
منتظر یک رخنه است که از این رخنه وارد بشه.
He blamed the country's enemies with cash, weapons, politics, and intelligence, creating trouble. While Monday, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani acknowledged many of the protesters are driven not just by economic concern, but also a desire for greater freedom. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agreed.
Brave Iranians are pouring into the streets. They seek freedom. They seek justice. They seek the basic liberties that have been denied to them for decades.
U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted, "The great Iranian people have been repressed for years and are hungry for food and freedom." He said, "It's time for a change." South Korea is offering to hold high-level talks with bitter rival North Korea over the possibility of the North participating in the upcoming Winter Olympics being held in South Korea. South Korea's unification minister said Tuesday Seoul wants to meet with North Korean diplomats exactly 1 week from now in the Truce Village located in the DMZ. This is VOA News. Pakistan summoned the U.S. ambassador to the Foreign Office Tuesday, but the content of the conversation has not been released. The ambassador was summoned after President Trump Monday criticized Pakistan. Trump said the country is providing safe haven to terrorists operating in Afghanistan with little help from Islamabad. He said the U.S. has foolishly given Pakistan more than $33 billion in aid over 15 years and has gotten little in return except lies and deceit. A Vietnamese property developer charged with disclosing state secrets has been arrested in Singapore. A lawyer for Phan Van An Vu says his client was detained last Thursday in the city-state as he tried to cross the border into Malaysia. The lawyer said the family of the 42-year-old Vu is concerned there is imminent risk he will be repatriated to Vietnam, where he faces the possibility of the death penalty if convicted. The 42-year-old Vu is one of many Vietnamese officials and business figures who have been swept up in the massive anti-corruption crackdown by the government. In Hong Kong Monday, thousands marched in the streets against Beijing's growing assertiveness. Some residents of the former British colony, which reverted to Chinese rule in 1997, say the mainland is undermining the city's so-called one country, two systems arrangement. Joshua Wong is a student protest activist.
There are lots of the problems that happened last year. And we expect that in the new year, those of the concerns need to be raised up and to try to change as much as we can.
Several prominent democracy activists have been jailed and several pro-reform legislators ejected from the city's legislature for failing to take proper oaths. A gunman killed 2 Coptic Christian brothers in their alcohol shop south of Cairo Monday, an attack that came just days after attacks on a church and another Christian-owned shop that left 10 dead. The gunman got away on a motorcycle. There were no immediate claims of responsibility, although Islamic State claimed Friday's attack.
That's the latest world news from VOA.